faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Recounting the story of Superman's most unusual adventure, Clark Kent tells how the Man of Steel, for the first time in his life, was rendered completely helpless, unable to move.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, the most exciting part of a race comes toward the end. You know, when it's nip and tuck to see who'll win. And believe me, it's nip and tuck in lots of neighborhoods these days to see who's going to be the first to complete his collection of all 18 of those swell comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Some young fellows and girls are going to be strutting around when they have the whole series pinned on their jacket or dress or cap, and they're going to feel mighty proud. And no wonder, these Pep comic buttons are so doggone smart looking. The colors are so clear and sharp that, well, nobody wants to miss out on a single one. You want Brenda Starr and Spud and Superman and all the rest. And you want the fun of trading duplicates with your pals, too. So get busy, gang. Better remind Mom to get you some more of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's how easy it is to get these Pep comic buttons. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box top. And you can't buy them anywhere. But there's an exclusive prize, plus a catchy sunny dish for breakfast in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. Yes, sir. These whole wheat flakes are sure a prize when it comes to good eating. So gold and toasted and delicious that, well, you practically can't resist them. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. As you remember, Clark Kent was assigned by his editor, Perry White, to write the story of Superman's most exciting adventure. After much deliberation, Kent chose the story of Superman's experiences on the lost planet Utopia, where Jimmy Olsen had been taken and condemned to die. Listen now as Kent continues with his story.
After a terrific battle with the elements in space, I managed to struggle through to Utopia with Poco, the little jester who had come to warn me of Jimmy's impending doom. We arrived in the palace courtyard, where at the command of Zaram, evil regent of Utopia, Jimmy and his friend Anthar were about to be placed in a space shell and sent to their deaths. Calling out to Jimmy, I started forward to free him from his bonds when, to my utter dismay, I found myself unable to move. I was held firmly to the ground by the heavy gravitational pull of Utopia, which made me completely helpless.
Superman, what's the matter?
I don't know. I can't move.
You? Who are you? Answer me, who are you? How came you here among us?
I can't.
Answer me, I say. It is I, Zaram, regent of Utopia, who command you to speak.
If I can just move. I'll answer you, all right.
Speak, I say, or I'll lash you within an inch of your life.
Go ahead and lash. As soon as I get my strength back, I...
Very well, take this. Speak. Who are you?
I can't stand this. Stop it.
You
stop.
You can whip till your arm drops off. Won't do you any good.
This I cannot understand. There are no welts on your face. You do not cry out in pain.
But you'll cry out as soon as whatever's holding me lets go.
Do not realize you're doomed by the gravity of our planet which holds you fast.
So, that's what it is.
Yes, and only I can save you, and I will if you tell me what I ask.
I'll tell you nothing.
I think you will as you feel your life ebbing from you. Number two guard detail. Carry the stranger to the cell in my palace. Did the guard there summon me when the stranger is ready to speak?
That'll be a long time, Zaram.
I think it'll be a short time. Take him away. Now, you earthling spy. You call to him in the red cape. Do you know him?
You bet I do.
Who is he?
Why, he's
don't
so...
tell him anything, Jim.
Huh?
Don't tell him.
Okay, I won't.
Answer me, spy. Who is he?
I don't know.
You're lying?
No, I thought he was somebody I knew, but I guess I made a mistake.
I see. You must be persuaded. Very well, I shall attend to that. Boss,
Yes, sire.
Take Anthar to the dark dungeon.
But, sire, the space shell is prepared, and Anthar and the Earthling were to be dispatched in it at sundown.
He'll be dispatched later. I must learn first the identity of him and the Red Cape. I must learn how he dropped from the skies with Poco, and how my lash could neither wilt nor pain him.
It is indeed strange, sire.
Since the Earthling knows him, he must have come from Earth. Since we invade the Earth on the day after tomorrow...
Day after tomorrow?
I must learn first that there be more of such men in red capes who drop from the sky and are impervious to pain. Take Anthar away.
Yes, sire. Come, Anthar.
Very well. Farewell, friend James.
So long, Anthar.
Come with me to my council chamber, Olson. There we shall see if you're as stubborn as your friend.
Now, Earthling, if you're wise, you'll tell me what I wish to know of him and the Red Cape.
Oh, how can I don't even know him.
So you require persuasion, eh? Very well, I shall persuade you. You see this small object which I take from my belt?
Looks like a glass marble. What is it?
You shall see. Come with me to the window.
Okay. Now what?
You observe the large statue in the garden?
You mean the man on the gold horse?
Yes. It's the statue of our former king. The good King Yo, he was called. It's my great privilege to liquidate him. That statue, Earthling, is of granite and gold. And it weighs 20 tons.
Yeah, it's pretty big, all right.
Yes. Now take this.
The marble? What are you giving it to me for?
Throw it at the statue of King Yo.
Huh?
I said throw it at the statue. The window is open. The statue is just below us. Cannot fail to hit it.
What's the idea?
Do as I say and stop jabbering. Throw it at the statue.
I don't know what this is all about, but here goes. Holy mackerel, the statue, it's gone.
Yes, a heap of broken stone and gold are all that remain of it.
What did it?
Just seen a demonstration of but one of my secret weapons, Earthling. Only one of the weapons which I shall use to conquer the Earth.
Golly, I can't believe it.
Now, here I have another missile such as the one you just used to destroy the statue.
Hey, don't wave it around like that. put it away.
Oh, no. You see, I'm considering throwing it at you.
At me? Oh, no, wait.
Unless you tell me what I wish to know about the man in the red cape.
No, don't.
Then speak quickly, all
wait,
right?
Wait, okay. I'll tell you.
Very well. Speak. Who is he?
He's Superman.
Superman?
Yes.
How came he here to Utopia?
He can fly, and he's so powerful that he can smash through steel as though it were paper, and, well, he can't be hurt.
He flies, smashes steel, impervious to hurt.
Yeah, if it weren't for this heavy gravity on your planet, you wouldn't be sitting here talking about invading the Earth and holding Anthar and me prisoners.
I'm beginning to understand. This morning at the trial, Anthar said he'd gone to Earth to see one person, but had not seen him. Anthar, although I tell my people differently, would not lie. So the person he went to see must have been this Superman.
That's right. Anthar and Poco came to find Superman to warn him of your dirty scheme to invade us. Only I was too dumb to believe Anthar, so he brought me back here to see... Oh, why can't I learn to keep my big mouth shut?
You have been very helpful, friend James. Therefore, I shall reward you handsomely.
What? You mean you're going to let me go?
Oh, no. I mean I'm going to permit you to choose your manner of departure from this planet.
I don't get it.
It's very simple. Do you prefer to be sealed in the space shell as we started to do earlier this evening and projected into eternal space?
Hey, wait a minute.
Or do you prefer to be eliminated quickly? By this little, what you called marble?
So that's it, huh?
Yes. Now make up your mind. I'll allow you 100 laps revolutions, 1 minute of your time, in which to select the manner in which you will die.
Mockingly giving Jimmy a choice of death one way or another, The evil, black-hearted regent, Zaram, sat at his desk and watched the time pass. And meanwhile, in a dark, moldy dungeon dug deeply into the bowels of Utopia, I lay on the floor, struggling to overcome the gravitational pull that held me helpless, as in a vice.
In a moment, we'll return to Clark Kent and his story of Superman's strangest adventure. So, keep listening.
You know, gang, when there are both boys and girls in a family, there's pretty sure to be a lot of good-natured rivalry. And that's just what's happening with collections of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Brothers and sisters are racing like anything, trying to be the first to complete their collections. And there's a lot of excitement every time Mom opens a new package of Pep. And there's a great business of trading duplicates, too, because everybody's sure to want all 18 comic strip pictures. Pat Patton and a Tess Trueheart and Chief Brandon and Vitamin Flintheart, Judy and Corky and Superman and all the rest. Believe me, you'll be mighty proud to wear your whole collection of Pep comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. So, if you don't want to be left behind, you better ask Mom to get you some more Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you get a comic button every time you open a package of Kellogg's Pep. You know, that's the crisp flakes of good whole wheat that are loaded with catchy, sunny flavor. Good for you, too, with extra vitamin B1 and energy vitamin and good old sunshine vitamin D. So tell Mom that you want lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now we return to Clark Kent's thrilling story of Superman's most unusual adventure.
As Jimmy Olsen was faced with choosing the manner in which he was to die, I had managed to struggle to my feet in the dark dungeon into which I'd been thrown. With my X-ray vision and hearing, I had been a witness to the scene between Jimmy and Zaram and knew that I must act quickly to save my young friend. But I was helpless to move. Suddenly, I was struck with an idea.
This is dangerous, but it's our only chance. Must work. There. Now to call the guard.
Guard! Guard, come quickly!
Who called me?
I know the stranger in this cell. Hurry!
Why did you call? What do you want?
Look at me.
I am Fred. Great space!
Surprised?
No. No, it can't be. It can't be!
One look at me, the guard's eyes nearly popped out of his head. Dropping his lamp, he backed away from my cell, spun on his heel, and raced away up the ancient winding stone steps that lead from the dungeon to the regent's palace. It looked as if my trick were working.
What did the guard see that caused him to flee in terror? Will Superman's trick work to save Jimmy's life? Clark Kent tells more tomorrow in the next episode of his story of Superman's most unusual adventure, The Mystery of the Lost Planet. So be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, answer me this. What does Snap, Crackle, and Pop stand for? That's right, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Those golden bubbles of oven-popped rice that snap, crackle, and pop in milk. They're so crisp, they fairly sing. You've probably heard them at breakfast time, and you've seen those famous little elves snap, crackle, and pop in cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package. Tomorrow morning, ask Mother for the cereal that's fun to listen to and fun to eat. The one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.